Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Barb in regards to a willow tree that she has that right below where the branching starts, it looks like it's rotted. Now from where I'm thinking it is, would be what they call wet wood or a slime flux. Now, does it appear that from like one area below it, it almost looks wet or turns black?
I haven't noticed any black, but with moisture here and there, I suppose it could be.
Okay. Because so willows will get what they call the wet wood or slime flux, where an area, it'll form like a canker. It looks like, and then it'll start to ooze out certain times a year. What it is, it's a bacteria disease that gets into the, trunk on the inner sapwood and slows down the movement of the sap in the plant. Right. And so that's kind of where I'm thinking it's at. So it's interesting. There are two thoughts on this. The treatment for the longest time was to have a hole drilled into the tree to allow the liquids to drain from that area, allow the gases, all those things out. But then the second aspect of it is people have looked at it and said, by doing that, we're spreading the bacteria, pulling it out and going elsewhere. So it's not easy. This isn't one where you just say, all right, I'm going to spray it and be done. If it is this flux, the slime type flux, it is an area where you don't want to wound the tree anyway around it. So if you're using a mower towards it or a weed whacker, stay away from that area because it can wound the lower branches, which will then take over the rest of the tree. You want to get rid of broken branches or branches that are dead to keep the tree as healthy as possible. Because the best way to help a tree overcome this is to keep it healthy. And so by pruning it, cleaning it, fertilizing it, it's going to make the plant healthier to overcome this slime flux disease. And it can overcome it over some time. But what happens is the tree becomes weak and it's more susceptible to something like this. It became weak, it's not from anything you've done, but in the past number of years, we've had drought stress type things in the past couple years, right? Where our plants have become stressed and they're not in the perfect health because of it. So that could be from Mother Nature doing this. So what I suggest for you is in the spring, fertilize this willow with a tree tone from Espoma at the regular rate. I might also look at this time of year, or when there's maybe not snow on the ground or it's a little bit easier to work outside, getting rid of crop. What's that?
There is snow on the ground.
Yeah, so that's why I kind of said maybe not right now, but when the end of winter, whenever that decides to happen, I mean, we haven't even started winter yet, but you know the idea. Clean out some of the cross branches, clean out some of the dead branches to allow the plant to focus on new growth and to get stronger and healthier, because the healthier the tree is, the more likely the tree can, you know, get rid of this disease. So it's not something where we can just sit there and spray like a fungicide. It's something that happens, but we need to get the tree healthier. It's just showing us that the tree is not doing well. You know, having the moss on the side of the tree is a secondary type thing where that means something else is going on. So cleaning up, fertilizing in the spring, and then maybe even fertilizing with like a super phosphate. So the super phosphate has that middle number where it's usually like a 0.18.0 or a 0.44.0. What that does is it helps develop root system a little bit stronger, allowing it to get the fertilizer itself easier from the nutrients that are in the soil. So by doing that, we're making the tree stronger, healthier to help overcome this disease.
Okay.
So I don't think there's anything you did. I think it's in the environment. Willows do get this type of condition. So I really would focus on trying to get the tree healthy and getting it started. One other thing I might suggest doing is taking some of those branches and starting a new tree as well, right? So if something long-term happens to this, you're already ahead of it. You've already got a new tree growing or started at least. But I definitely think what you have long-term, so if you just let it go, you might notice that the whole area starts to turn black and it starts to weep. Then it starts to smell a little bit in that area. You might have found it at the early stages. So by getting this tree healthy, we can prevent it from growing and getting harder on the plant.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, it's nice to know that I don't have to just cut it down a... You know, I was thinking it was just going to continue and die.
Well, so if we let it go and don't do anything, that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
So
it was horribly dry here this summer, so I'm not surprised you said it was maybe Mother Nature being
and
dry.
That's, well, that's part of it, right? Because the plants, you can only do so much for them. And Mother Nature does the rest. And if it's really dry out, the trees get stressed. They try to absorb water wherever they can. Then they can't do it. Then they try to go to seed, because what they're trying to do is make sure there's another, you know, plant coming forward. So any plant that happens will go to like seed. And when it goes to seed, it's almost signaling, I'm all done. We need to go to the next plant. But with yours, we haven't gone to the seed. We've gotten to that really stressed level. So if you can look at taking care of it in the spring, what I would also look to do is in the spring, if you can, as the season starts, water it, right? You might not have had to for 14, 15 years because it's been growing and it's doing its thing. But what I would suggest doing is putting a hose out there at a trickle.
Okay.
That trickle, barely coming out, you leave it on a tree like that for a half hour, 45 minutes. What that does is it gives a deeper waterings, pushes the roots to go deeper into the soil to find more of its own water and moisture and fertilizer and nutrients. And by helping feed it at the same time in the spring, you're going to help rejuvenate it. So I think you can save it because it seems like it's an earlier infection. So as long as you take care of it, I think you could be successful with this.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Barb. You have a great one, okay?
You too. I will, and I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
We'll bring him in quick. Chris Hadley's in Massachusetts.
Or Chris, welcome. Chris
is in Hadley, Massachusetts.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, quick, just a problem. I had a basil plant outside. It's about 2 feet high. It was flourishing quite well. Now, I brought it in. I put it in a pot with potting soil. It's in the south side of my house in a window. It's getting a lot of sun, but it seems to be dying. The leaves are falling off. What do you suggest? Can I hate to throw it out, but what do you say? What do you think is wrong, and what can I do to improve its existence?
Now, did this basil here go to a flower on the top?
Yes, it does, and I trim them off.
Okay, as it goes?
As it grows, yes.
I've
been in the house, yeah.
So, depending upon the variety, some of these can be annual types that they tend to be more annual than perennial, but we can talk about that and more at the other side of the break, so hang tight with me.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay, so we're going to take a break here. We'll be back and we'll answer the question about basil with Chris when we get back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Chris in regards to a basil plant that he had brought indoors. Now it's losing all its leaves and doing those things, doing its almost like it's done for the year. So here's the thing with basil. They're pretty much an annual, but they can last up to a year. Now, if you have brought them indoors early enough, because they don't like any cold at all. They want to be in a sunny window that's going to get 10 to 12 hours of sun a day. It wants the soil to be warm at all times, like 70 degrees. So with this one, when it could have gotten too cold and started to die that way, maybe it got a draft, maybe it got something. But basil is the type of thing that will last only about a year. So he might be close to the end of it. What I would do is try to take as many of the leaves as possible and store them, you know, freeze them or dry them for your use. And possibly start a new plant. But next time, what I would look at doing is bringing it in early enough. And when I say early enough, I'm talking like early September. So there's no real change in weather temperature-wise. Bring it in, keep it in a sunny window. Make sure it stays, watered. And it'll last longer indoors for you. Because a lot of them, I hate to say it this way, they're inexpensive, so a lot of times they're just more like an annual than a perennial. But a lot of people, what they will do is never let it get to flower. Like you had already said, you've been pinching it back, doing those things. That makes the plant have a longer life span. So doing that early enough, that's going to help, but it's just one of those things where they have a lifespan of about a year. You can bring them in. You just got to bring them in early to use them throughout the winter. Keep them in a very, very sunny window. So self-facing, something that's going to get more than 4-6 hours of sun will help you. This point with what you have, if it's dying all the way back and it's starting to turn almost like a woody color, it might be too late.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. I wish I had, you know, this is what we could do to rejuvenate it. But with a lot of those basils, they only last about a year, maybe 18 yeah. months max.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Chris. Well, you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You as well, and Merry Christmas to you.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So we got about a couple minutes before the break, but in about 5 minutes, 6 minutes, when we go to the next segment, we're going to be joined by CN from Wild Delight. Some awesome information about what to be doing for the birds this time of year. What we can be doing for the winter for them to help keep them coming to your yard. So really stay tuned for that. We'll ask some questions about the different things to do. But my biggest question is, certain things are saying don't put bird feeders out or put bird feeders out. She knows all that information. So we're going to have some of those answers because we had that discussion during the summer where Audubon was coming out and saying, don't do this or do this, etc. So want to take care of our birds because they are around during the winter. Not all of them migrate. So we look forward to talking with her in a couple. In the meantime, we'll go back to your questions around 9 o'clock, so about a half hour from now. So give us a call during those segments here. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, the number here is 855-660-4261. And look forward to talking with her. And we look forward to talking with you once that conversation is over to answer more of your gardening questions. Because the garden doesn't end when the cold weather's here. We just go indoors. So we'll enjoy it and see what we can do to help you out. So we're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few minutes with CN from Wild Delight.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. At least 84 people are likely dead across five states after tornadoes tore through the U.S., affecting residents in at least six states. As many as 100 people are feared to have lost their lives in Kentucky alone. President Biden is sending help.
I've already deployed emergency response personnel to these states, search and rescue teams, water and other supplies, and FEMA is on the ground working with each of the states to assess the damages and focus on federal support where it is needed most and how we can get it there most rapidly.
The Congressional Budget Office released an analysis on Friday estimating that President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan could increase the federal deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade if the proposed programs are made permanent, according to CNN. This is USA Radio News.
The Center for Disease Control and the federal government is adamant that pregnant women get a COVID-19 injection, but data doesn't support its safety, and health practitioners around the world are sounding the alarm. Dr. Daniel Negassi argues COVID vaccines are directly attributed to an alarming increase in stillbirths across Canada.
To suddenly get to 86 stillbirths in 6 months, that's highly unusual. But the confirmation, the most important confirmation that we have from the Waterloo, Ontario report was that all of the 86 stillbirths were fully vaccinated.
In appeals court ruling this week that dealt another blow to former President Trump's efforts to shield White House records from the House January 6th Select Committee has laid the ground for a Supreme Court test on the former president's authority to invoke executive privilege. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now hold that number and give us a call. After we have been, we are welcoming in CN from Wild Delight. Good morning, CN.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I've been better cold-wise, but I'm really excited to have you joining us again. It's been a while, but we love having you here with tons of great information. So
absolutely. I always have fun when I'm talking to you.
Now, I want to dive right into it. Now, this year has been a weird year when it comes to the birds this past year. So I'm going to start out with the heavy hitting, and then we're going to go in what we can do.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on what's been going on with the birds? For the longest time here in New England, we were hearing from the Audubon, don't put your bird feeders out, because there was a bird disease or bird whichever. It seems like we can do that. We can get that out again, right?
Absolutely. You know, when that first, when that so-called disease first popped up, you know, my first thought was, you know, because it was basically the same time as we had the emergence of Gen X on the cicadas.
Yep.
And there was a report that the cicadas were actually emerging with a fungus on it that was actually, you know, eating away at them. And if you look at the majority of the birds that were being affected by this disease, they were some of your bigger birds. So my first thought is, you know, there's got to be a connection. And
yep.
Sure enough, if you go online now, there are articles out there from the Audubon Society and the World Wild Bird Feeding Institute that there was a correlation between the two. The birds were eating at the cicadas. I guess they ingested that fungus, and they were dying off. So once the cicadas went away, that disease went away. Because you notice there is no reports of it at all. It just disappeared, and it disappeared with the cicadas. So there was definitely a connection between the two. And so it is, yes, put your bird feeders out. Birds are hungry. Get them out there.
Definitely. So now that the hard stuff is out, let's talk about some of the easy things we can do to get started with our birds and to help our birds for this season. So we should be getting started. What should we be doing now to get ready for, you know, winter for our birds?
Well, at this time of the year, you got to start thinking about really good high protein and fat foods that you can put out there. And that's a mix that's heavy in sunflower and nut meat. And then you got to think about water. You know, I mean, that's one of my big chores today. I'm a little behind on things. I've had a couple of crazy weeks. Is getting a heated bird bath out there. I mean, we're in the area where water's going to freeze, and birds need water year round. So get a heated bird bath out there. Get that, because that'll bring even more birds. Because once we get the snow on the ground, everything is frozen. An open water source is going to draw even more birds into your yard. So that's top priority at this time of the year. Hopefully, people are prepped for this season. Clean up underneath your feeders, rake up any, you know, shells and stuff, get that out of the way, and clean your feeders. Get them cleaned and ready for the season. You know, I usually wash mine in a mixture of hot water and white vinegar. You know, some people use a little bit of bleach. I'm not a big fan of that. I always worried about not rinsing it properly. So I stick to the white vinegar. Clean your feeders and then get a nice high quality, high protein, high fat diet in there, and the birds will just gobble it right up at this time of the year.
Oh, perfect. That's, you know, think about it. We want clean dishes when we're eating. Why not the birds? Right?
Absolutely. You know, birds are messy. You know, I mean, birds are birds. I mean, I have parrots, they're messy. So I have indoor birds and I've got the outdoor birds. I feed everybody. I'm really the bird lady. And, you know, yeah, you do want to clean them. So I have quite a few feeders that I've accumulated over the years. So I just rotate them out. So I always have a feeder out there. So I take one down, put a new one out. And then the one I took down, I clean that up, get it all as clean as I can. And then let it air dry, then fill it back up and put it on out.
Perfect. We got to take care of it. A dirty feeder is probably the worst feeder that you could have out there.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, you could, birds do can transmit some, you know, salmonella, you know, and some diseases and stuff like that. You know, so, yeah, you don't want to eat off a dirty plate. Well, birds don't want to eat off a dirty feeder.
Awesome. Now, you talked about some high protein feeds. You talked about what they are. Can we go into a little bit of those, that feed that we're looking at this time of year?
Well, like I said, sunflower is going to be your number one go-to ingredient. It's high in protein. It's very high in fat. You figure if you take a cup of deshelled sunflower, there's like 72 grams of fat in that. You know, us people, we're trying to cut the fat out of our diet. Well, the birds need it. They need it for that energy. And as the temperature goes down, they're going to need it even more. So sunflower is a great number one go-to mix. And then you got to look at your nut meats. Peanuts are the same thing. You know, a cup of peanuts has about 72 grams of fat in it. You know, and then any other nut meats, you know, pistachios, on, you know, anything you can put out there in nut meat is a good protein fat source. On top of the sunflower, avoid things that don't give them the nutrition, like cracked corn. You know, there's a lot of mixes out there that use cracked corn. It has 11 grams of fat per cup, so it's a very low fat, low protein. So that's why a lot of birds kick it out of the feeders, along with red Milo. Red Milo is a cheap ingredient. It's very low in fat. That has 8 grams of fat per cup. So that's why the birds kick it out. They're, you know, if you ever watch the feeders and they're just tossing food out, they're getting rid of what they don't want. You know, so, yeah, it was a great price. But, you know, if the birds throw most of it on the ground and waste it, you didn't save anything. So stick with what the birds are going to eat. Now, at this time of the year, you know, a lot of people, you know, are bringing the feeders closer to the house, you know, with the snowfall and stuff like that. I mean, trust me, the snow is coming. you know, they don't want to wait out in the yard, so they bring their feeders closer to the house. So there's a lot of good, like, shell-free mixes. Because, you know, you don't want a lot of waste shells all, you know, close to the house. You know, so get one. I mean, we have one. It's called Deck Porch and Patio. It's got sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, pistachios. That's it. No shells, clean eating, no waste on the ground. So you may want to think about what you put in your feeders if you're going to bring it closer to the house.
Now, that's a great point, because a lot of times this time of year we're just like, all right, I want to feed the birds. It's fun. But at the same time, I don't want to go all the way out to, you know, the woods or wherever you you are. So what else should we be doing to bring them towards? You had talked about water sources. It's probably easier to have a heated bird bath closer to the house as well then, right?
Absolutely. I put one that's about 10 feet off my deck. You know, because I, too, bring my feeders closer to the house at this time of the year because, you know, I want to be able to easy access to fill the feeders and stuff like that. So I don't want to have to shovel my way to my feeding spot. So I hang them off some hooks off my deck. So I put the bird bath as well close to the house so that I can easily refill it.
Now, we're, you know, obviously that's going to, you had mentioned, that's going to help attract more birds, right?
Absolutely. Like I said, when winter comes and everything is frozen, you know, birds still need to drink water. So giving them a heated bird bath is paramount. I mean, that'll bring them in. And believe it or not, birds still need to keep their feathers clean. So they will bathe in that water as well. I don't know about taking a bath when it's 10 degrees outside, but the birds seems to need to do it.
Yeah, right. Now,
but that's important, too. You know, feather health is very important for them.
Definitely. Now, what type of birds should we be seeing this time of year at our feeders? And what should we, you know, we don't want to put out certain feed that is not going to attract the birds. So what should we be, you know, we already look for, you know, high protein, high fat. But if we're looking for certain birds, which birds are around at this point that we should be trying to attract?
Well, a lot of your migratory birds have left for the season. They've gone south. So what you're going to see is like your resident birds, you know, so your titmouse, your chickadees, different types of, I've got house finches still here. I've got a couple of goldfinches. And what I found very interesting this year is that our dark-eyed juncos, we call them snowbirds because they go up into Canada for the summer season. That's their breeding ground up there. So we don't normally see them until the winter time. So I'm in northern Jersey, so I don't normally see them until the beginning of November. This year, I saw them at the beginning of October. So they were almost a month early. So I don't know if that's the sign of, you know, a harsher winter coming or else, you know, there's just not enough food up in Canada because we had in the springtime, we had something called a finch eruption this year, and that's when we had a mass migration of all your finch-type birds, you know, your pine siskins and crossbills and stuff like that. They actually came down further south because there was a lack of food up in Canada because your conifers, your pines and stuff go through a feast and famine cycle in the seeds that they produce. And this year, it was a famine year. So it drove them further south. So I don't know if that drove the juncos further south sooner, but it's interesting to consider. So, yeah, you'll see those. I've got my Blue Jays. I've got Cardinals. Cardinals are, you know, that's the iconic, you know, in the snowfall, that big pop of red. And, you know, I get them on my bird bath, and, you know, you have the steam coming up for the bird bath and the snow around. It's just beautiful.
It definitely.
So we've got a lot of really nice resident birds. And, yes, goldfinches are still around. Some of them do migrate down further south. A lot of people think they're gone because the males drop their color for the winter. So Yeah, that bright yellow just disappears. They become the same kind of coloration as the females. But I still have a handful of them. I keep about 12 to 15 of them around all winter long. So I make sure that I have my finch feeder out there for them.
Awesome. Now, can you give the website, and when we get back from the other side of the break in a minute here, we can tell a little bit about the website, because you have tons of information on there. It's not just buy the birdseed. It's tons of information that we want to discuss. So what is the website real quick?
www.wilddelight.com.
Yeah, and we'll go into it, but one of my favorite parts on this website is there's a spot where it says bird guide. And you can actually go through the different birds. And when you click on them, it's going to give you information of what type of feeder, what type of food. Some are easier to figure out, like a cardinal. We'll use cardinal food. But I want to discuss that and more on the other side of the break. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We are joined right now by Cianne from Wild Delight. And she's already been giving us a lot of great information about what to be doing with the birds. Now, I touched on this right before break. Your website. Give us the website again. And then, I mean, there's so much information on there that if you're just interested in birds, you could really find out some good stuff there.
It's www.wilddelight.com. And, yeah, there's drop boxes there where you can click on specific birds, and it gives you additional information and recommendations of what foods they prefer. It helps you out.
It definitely does. Now, there's a lot of squirrels, chipmunks around. You know, nobody's been out as much to, the natural way of squirrels not being around. But we don't have to just give them the bird seed that we have. You guys actually have a seed for a food for squirrels, right?
Yeah, we do make a crunch and nut squirrel food, and it has in there corn, some peanuts, a little bit of sunflower. Because you know what? Everybody asks me, how do you get rid of the squirrels? You don't. You just work around them. You manage them. So, you know, squirrels are very happy. If you set up a little squirrel feeding station away from your main feeders and you put that, you know, it's an inexpensive mix. So you put that out there for them, it'll keep them happy, and it'll stop harassing the birds at your feeders.
Definitely. So by taking care of them, you're really allowing yourself to have more success with your birds.
Right, because like I said, they're not going anywhere. You know, they're gonna, you know, you put food out, nature's gonna do what nature does, and it's gonna bring the squirrels in. Hopefully at this time of the year, the chipmunks are hibernating. I haven't seen one in quite a while. You know, they hibernate for the winter. And believe it or not, you know, chipmunks are pretty good climbers. And I've seen them climb up poles in attempts to get to bird feeders. So they are quite industrious, you know, but they should be hibernating. So we just have the squirrels. So just give them their own food and you can make them happy and have peace in your yard.
Now, you do have another mix that will keep the squirrels away as well and just feed the birds. That sizzling heat.
Sizzling heat. It's a capsaicin-infused seed. And, yeah, you know, ever eat a buffalo wing and your mouth is on fire from the hot pepper, the capsaicin they put in there? It does the same thing for squirrels. And so, yeah, I remember when we first came out with that mix, I couldn't wait to try it. So I put a platform feeder on the ground and poured it in there, and I went inside and sat by the kitchen window with my cup of tea, and I waited. And I do have a resident squirrel called Stumpy because he has half a tail. Well, he came along, and he thought he hit the jackpot. Let me tell you, he was most surprised. But it does not bother the bird. What activates that burning sensation is your saliva. And more specifically, there's a protein contained within our salivary glands that actually has a chemical reaction with that capsaicin that causes that burning sensation. Birds don't have that. So they can eat it all, and the squirrels, yeah, they don't care for it at all.
Well, that's awesome. That is, it's one of those things where we'll feed them, keep them away, the squirrels, but if they do get, you know, adventurous and try to come to you, you can use that sizzle and heat. And I know it does many different birds, including cardinals in this time of year that
Absolutely.
Everybody's looking to get.
Absolutely. It's a good sunflower base, you know, that we just dollied up a little bit and then we put the capsaicin on it. So it's a good protein, high-fat diet.
Awesome. That's the I think that's the moral of the story today is we are trying to fatten up our birds. We're definitely
Absolutely.
Looking to do that. Now, I appreciate you coming on, CN. I look forward to our next time talking in a couple weeks here. So I appreciate you coming back and giving us some great information on what to do with the birds at this time of year. So thank you so much.
Awesome. And happy birding, everybody.
All right, CN. Have a great one.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.